Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Because we'd like to mingle with the people, but you know, if we have to go inside, we'll mingle with you indoors. Down at Pickles, as we always say, don't come empty-handed, but come on down. Tomorrow, 105, first pitch, so no BBT. So this is our last one as the Orioles hit the road over the weekend in Houston and Boston before they come back home for Houston and Boston. Get all that thing ready to rock and roll. Trevor Rogers is on the hill for the Orioles tonight, taking on Logan Gilbert. But we were asking this question with players gone. Now moving on during the trade deadline to other destinations, because you have to vote for three. And the Orioles roster is pretty much set unless there's another injury and someone gets recalled or called up from the minors, et cetera, et cetera. Who the Orioles' most valuable player is? And you have to be on the roster. Can't vote for O'Hearn. He's not here. Can't vote for Ramon Laureano. No longer part of the equation. You have to vote for a player that is on the team. And Nolan, I think the first two, and I'll give you mine, Gunnar Henderson and Trevor Rogers. And Gunnar is now starting to play like Gunnar. Man, he's starting to put up, and the power's not percolating like it was last year. But he, you know, his OPS is over 8. His slugging percentage is starting to escalate. The batting average, the WAR's getting there. I mean, he's been brilliant defensively at second, or shortstop, rather. I mean, he's the MVP of the team. And this is something he's probably going to achieve multiple times before it's all said and done. Trevor Rogers is number two. And he didn't even come up till May. And this is back when we thought the Orioles weren't really done, even though in hindsight they were. Second game of a doubleheader against the Red Sox, right after Brandon Hyde was relieved of his duties. And the Orioles blew the first game of that doubleheader. Rogers comes in, pitched brilliantly, and all the reports we were getting out of the minors was he wasn't pitching all that great. Then he comes up and he looks like Sandy Koufax. Didn't factor in the decision. The Orioles wound up winning that game. And he's been outstanding ever since. I mean, you had the 8-0 aberration they got away from a little bit against the Rays, but he has been on point. This is as dominant a run as you're seeing from a starting pitcher for the Orioles in quite some time. And he's pitched well enough that he could be undefeated. The lack of run support has gotten him on a couple of occasions. But Trevor Rogers, Nolan, he was a guy that I wasn't real excited about. And we talked about it earlier with A.J. Gersh. If we're getting this Rogers in August and September of 24, I mean, the Orioles, who knows what they would have done. He's probably pitching, you know, one of those games against the Royals in the wild card round. But Trevor Rogers, I think, is a strong number two. So any issues with my first two selections, and I'm still undecided on the third, I kind of have an idea where I'd be leaning, but with Guncho and old Trevor Rogers here.
Well, I would have the same one and two, but I would flip them. I am going to go with Trevor Rogers. Gotcha. Is that. Now, this is obviously contingent on the last month plus of the season, but tonight will be his 11th start of the year. If he ends up making 15 starts this year, it'd be roughly half a season, give or take, and he's below a 2 ERA, I think he's got to be the guy. As good as Gunnar has been, he was your team MVP last year. This year, really, as fine as he's been, as good as he's been, it doesn't even sniff what he did last year. Maybe I just am going against the boring pick of taking the same guy in back-to-back years. But if Rodgers is really that good, I think he has to be the guy. I think he has to be the MVP. I mean, we're not just talking about, oh, he was a 3 ERA and he's really reliable, 8 innings for you. I mean, no, he's flat-out dominant this year to a point where his name could be realistically penciled in as the top option for next year. I mean, we'll see what ends up happening in terms of offseason moves, but he's been that dominant.
Now, in regards to the third pick, and okay, to our point, the top two guys seem to be pretty obvious. Jackson Holliday was in the conversation big time. Has he fallen out of the top three? Jordan Westberg's only played 67 games, but has put up some pretty decent numbers in doing so. But D. Kramer hits the post. He makes a start. He's had seven starts where he's going seven or more innings. Took the L last night. He was outstanding. 8 innings, 5 hits against one of the hottest teams in baseball. And the one guy that's kind of worn him out, Naylor, got him for what turned out to be the only run of the game. So it's either Holliday, Westberg, or Kramer for me to get that third vote. Now, granted, only one wins, but I think Dean Kramer deserves a little recognition for just being reliable and a guy that, to me, rises to the occasion when he needs to do so. And he did it last night. He just didn't get any help from his offense.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting pick. And just like Rodgers, contingent on how he finishes the season, if he has a great month of September, then yeah, absolutely, I could put him there. Because right now, I'd probably still default to Jackson Holliday just because of the growth he showed from how bad he was this year to being your everyday second baseman this year, looking way more capable, not just at the plate, but in the field. I mean, at this point, there's zero doubts over his future as the Orioles' second baseman. So just because there was no glaring, clear-cut third option, I'd probably still give him my third vote now. But Kramer's right there. He's close. Westberg, just, I can't get past the play time. Just didn't play enough to be in the consideration. And, okay, Rodgers, you could say the same thing. Well, he's only been here for half the season. But again, he was so dominant. If Westberg was putting up MVP-caliber stats for half a year, maybe we got a different conversation.
Now, would it be harder to pick the least valuable Oriole? Talking about guys who are still on the roster. And injuries have had a ton to do with a lot of this. But O'Neill, you knew the risk coming into the season with his injury history. I mean, he was on the IL three times last year for Boston, still hit 31 homers. Now three times here with the Orioles, 17, 18 times throughout his career. But the guy, not that the warehouse cares what I think and my feelings. Colton Cowser's disappointed me this year. And I know he got hurt, injury of his own doing, sliding head first into first base. But he doesn't seem to be the same guy. And he'll make a spectacular play defensively down the concussion list, running into the wall against the Phillies a week or so ago. But, man, the strikeout rate is brutal. He'll run into something every now and again and hit you a 420-foot home run. But we're talking about a guy that was second in the Rookie of the Year. Make an argument, should have won Rookie of the Year. And to fall off offensively as dramatically as he did, I mean, is OPS 680.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On base percentage 279, batting average 213. I mean, strikes out at an incredible rate, 197 at bat, strikes out 69 times, always behind the count, only walked 13. You know, 10 doubles, 9 home runs, 22 ribbies. Not saying this is a why. He's not Super Joe Charbonneau. Google him if you don't remember this guy from many years ago. But, man, I expected more from Colton Kowser. Even coming back, I mean, Westberg came back from an injury and impacted the team. Kowser's impact's been pretty negative here in 2025.
Right, and if we're going to use that term value, like who's the most valuable when we talk about MVO, well, who's the least valuable just because of the expectations? He was supposed to be your starting left fielder, no questions asked. And yeah, I think you can knock him a little bit for the missed time with injury because of the nature of the injury. He didn't have to slide head first into first base. You know, hustle play, call it whatever you want. That's right. Just something that doesn't happen. You know, if he does that going for a mad dash at the plate on a suicide squeeze, it's excusable. But this just didn't have to happen. This was very, very, very much avoidable. So, yeah, I think you could knock him for that. If we're going all based off of war, Heston Kerstad and Dylan Carlson are at the low end of the totem pole there. But both of those guys, I mean, Carlson was minor league contract, wasn't even expected to be here if others were healthy, and Kerstad at his best was still going to be a platoon player. Disappointed in them, more so Kerstad than Carlson. Probably still O'Neill for me because of the money,
right,
play time and everything. Kowser's not a bad pick though. I don't hate that.
When we come back, and we'll I'm assuming we'll see Kowser come back shortly, coming off the concussion protocol. Maybe he can get hot here in the final few weeks of the season, get a little momentum rolling into the offseason before we get back to Sarasota in 7 months. But when we come back, American League East report what happened in the division last night, and then we'll look at the standings as things are tightening up in a couple of divisions for the Orioles. Wait till next year.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.